Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, Nicola Comotti here at the 78th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm pleased to be joined by Lou Bourreau. Welcome.
Thank you, welcome.
Lou, you're here with an astonishing film, piece of documentation of like one of the most surreal and yet extremely real conflict in recent history. We're talking about the Battle of Donbass, and specifically your film is called Trenches. Quite rightfully so, Trenches, because it really is a slice of trench life, to the point that you're kind of like starting to think, is this actually staged? Is this really like the pace, the path? It's like, how can it be like this? But before going into such a big deep end, I kind of want to ask you first, because I'm extremely interested about this. How did you manage, A, to get such quality shots in such little time? Was it complete luck? And two, how did you actually manage to infiltrate into this life, which is one of the most secluded in, like, really, like, in human history?
Yeah, first of all, I stayed a lot of time there. So obviously at the end, you finally have good shots. Because when you spend months on a place, it's not like, you know, like in a documentary where you will move in different places around the world. I was there for almost 4 months and in a different, in the same place, but a different time. So I had all the time I wanted to make a good photography. And the most difficult in this kind of war documentaries is to get in touch with the soldiers, because they are facing death. And in this environment, which is extremely special, you have to be able to find your place and to have connections with them, because they don't know you at first. So it takes time. It's all a matter of approach, sensitivity, and that's it, yeah.
It's great, because you told me that it's 4 months, but actually I read some of the reviews, you had like all in all 70 hours of shooters, you know, for actually documentaries, not that much. Exactly. So you really started, that's the thing actually, like if you had already some sort of almost a directorial objective before going into there.
Yeah, but the film is about the war, of course, but it's about also the daily life, how the soldiers do adapt in this environment, how do they survive, because they are digging themselves these trenches. And it's very special, because it's the places they built by themselves, and in the same times the places they live, and in the same times the places maybe they will die. So it's a very special place, yeah.
That's exactly. I want to link to that right away, because it's striking how you manage to create something almost kind of mundane, you know, somebody like cooking up some eggs or like fixing their hair, but the presence of death, it's kind of constant. How did you, like, specifically maybe in terms of a painterly choices, you know, how did you manage also to give us this sense of, like, unease constantly? Choosing the right angles? Was it a matter of decision, like, you know, choice movement or picking? What did you do to do that?
Well, I think also the trenches are intrinsically very cinematographic, because this is something we are used to see from our story in the history books. We all have references of the war of trenches, so I had these images in my mind also, and of course, like it's a very small place. It's a very small environment. There is a lot of promiscuity, and there were a lot to do as director to work on the lights, the shadows. It was not perfect. I would not say perfect, but it was really interesting as a director and a film director to try to make sense of these elements, different elements.
Absolutely. And, well, I just can only thank you. I can't thank you enough
thank
for
you
this, because
this
is an amazing film, so go all watch it. We're talking about Trenches or Tranchées.
Exactly.
In French. Lou Bourreau, again, thank you very much
thank
for being
too.
Here.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.